Erias Perik Vav Mishnah Beis 6-2 Heid Rebbe Yehoshua v'Rebbe Nechunya ben Elinasan Ish Kfar Bavli. These two men, Rebbe Yehoshua and Rebbe Nechunya, testified regarding Al Eiver Min Hameis Shehutame, that a limb which is detached from a corpse is still a source of tuma. Meaning, we're talking here, when we say Eiver in this context, we mean a limb that includes a complete bone, as well as the flesh around that bone, and the connective tissue, the tendon, the gid, that connects the bone, the etzem, to the basar, the flesh. All that is together. Okay? Now, the point is, of course, that a corpse conveys tuma, the flesh conveys tuma, even if it's separated from the rest of the corpse, without any status of being an aver, if it's a kazayas of olives amount, and the bone conveys tuma by maga and masa, if it's even just a etzem kasaora, a barley corn's size, a bone chip. But to convey tuma by way of ohel, so the point is, if you even have even none of those conditions met, like the baby toe, the distal flange, the last tiniest little like bone of the baby toe of a person, whatever, which let's say hypothetically doesn't have any of those, the bone is not big enough to be a saora, and the flesh is certainly not enough to be a kazayas. But if it's considered to be an aver, it conveys tuma not just by maga and masa, by direct contact and also carrying its weight, but also being by ohel, being under the same roof. So there's a special status for an aver, a limb. And their point here is that it applies to an aver menachai, a limb that comes from a corpse. Now, that is in contrast to Rabbi Eliezer Omer, lo amru ela al aver menachai. He says, Rabbi Eliezer says, there is a special status of an aver, of a complete limb, that it does convey tuma, even by ohel, but it applies specifically to an aver menachai, a limb that was detached from a living person, like an amputated leg or an amputated toe. But there's no special status of, once it's a corpse, that it should have an aver that's unique more than the sum of its parts, individual parts of the bone and flesh. Now, the basis for Rabbi Eliezer's limud is limud from a pasuk, which is the verse that talks about tumah being conveyed by a corpse, one of the psukim, says, "V'chol asher yiga al pnei hasadeh, whatever touches that on the face of the field, b'chalal cherev of a mace, that which was felled by a sword, like chopped off by a sword, or a corpse, and the yitma shivas yamim, you know, dot dot dot, yitma shivas yamim will be tummy for 7 days." So the point is that a corpse conveys tuma regardless of how the person died. So why is it specifically saying that it was like kind of bechalal cherev, like felled by a sword? It is, he says, even if someone was chopped off from the living person with the sword, like his arm was chopped off or leg chopped off, whatever the story is, that would convey tuma as if it were like a mace itself. So everyone agrees that an aver menachai, an amputated leg or the like, does convey tuma, even by ohel, if it has the complete bone, as well as essentially all the flesh. Now, the truth, this is important, actually. It could be missing a little bit of flesh. If the amount of flesh that's missing from the aver would have grown back and would have, like, you know, healed with, like, a scab or scar tissue, whatever it is, on a living person, so the fact there's a bit of flesh missing doesn't make it not an aver. Whereas if even a tiny bit of bone is missing, it's no longer an aver. Okay? So the point is, everyone agrees that the Aver Menachai is a source of Tumah, even to convey Tumah by means of Ohel, but they're arguing over an Aver Men Hameis if it has a special status. So, now we're going to have a discussion on that point. Amru Lo, they, meaning Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Nechunya, said to Rabbi Eliezer, V'lo Kol V'chomer, if you agree that Aver Menachai is a source of Tumah, for sure an Aver Men Hameis from a dead corpse should be a source of Tumah, because Uma Min HaChai Shu Tahor, people are, you know, their baseline position is that the default is that they're tahor, not tamei. And if you're saying that aver haporish memeno tamei, the limb that's amputated from the living person is tamei, so then for sure hameshu tamei, when it comes to a corpse, corpses are tamei always. That's their default position, so they're more tamei. Eino din, doesn't the Kol V'chomer say that corpses are more potent source of tumah than living people, and therefore, shiye aver haporish memeno tamei, isn't it, doesn't it stand to reason from Kol V'chomer that a limb that comes from a corpse should for sure be tamei. That's their thought. So he responds with a twofold rebuttal. First of all, Amar lahem, lo amru ela al aver menachai. First of all, my tradition says, nope, it's only a limb from a living person that's amputated, not from a corpse. So that's end of discussion. That's my Masorah. And second of all, davar acher, even your kalvachomer falls apart, because there's every kalvachomer falls apart in the same kind of way. The pirach is going to be the rejection or the objection to the kalvachomer will always be that you think, in this case, that a corpse is a more potent source of tumah than a living person. Well, not necessarily. In some ways, the living people are more potent of source of tumah than the corpses. How is that? Davar acher, a second reason why I reject your kalvachomer is maruba tumas hachayim metumas hamesim. There's one way, at least, that the living beings, people, Jews, have a more potent source of tumah than a corpse. Shehachai osa mishka v'moshav mitachta v'tame adam l'tame begadim. Because a living person, a Jew, who is either a Zav or a Zava or a Nida or Yoledis, they convey Tumah by means of what Chazal referred to as Midras. What this Mishra refers to as Mishkav and Moshav. And the idea is that, as you recall, the Zav, Nida, Yoledis, if they put their weight on something designed to support human weight, like a Mishkav, something for sitting on, or a Moshav, something for lying on, like mattresses, so even if they lie on 10 mattresses stacked up one on the other, the Zav is on the top, the bottom mattress is still an Av HaTumah because of this thing called Midras. So Mishkav HaMoshav, the things that it's sitting or lying beneath him, L'tame Adam L'tame Begadim, are so potent that they're even able to be conveying Tumah to a person or other utensils, meaning it's an Av HaTumah. Val Gabav, if you stack something on top of a Zav or a Zava or a Nida or Yoledis, so then Madaf L'tame Ochlun HaMashkin. It's not an Av, it's a Rishon, but it still can convey Tumah. The point is, if you have on top of the Zav, you have 10 mattresses, so the top mattress is still a Rishon, even though no direct contact, and would convey Tumah as a Rishon to food and drink. Masha Inken Hames Metame. And that mechanism, that mode of transmission called Medras, Tumas Medras, doesn't apply to corpses. So that being the case, you see there's a way in which a living person can convey Tumah that a dead person can't. So you see there's no kol v'chomer because there's a way in which the living person is more potent. So that's the first discussion. The next mission we'll talk about Evrim and Achai, but if Evrim and Amais indeed conveys Tumah by Maga, Mad, Masa, and Ohel, if it indeed has the entire bone, as well as essentially all of the flesh and the connective tissue, the gid, the tendons.